In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. What do we need today? Many people think we need today political leader, educated people. Many people think we need today rich and poor, and peace in the world, enough food to eat and home to live in. All these things comes as part of our life. But what we really need today, we need saints, Qiddiseen. My dearly beloved, this is a Sunday after Eid al-Ansara, after Pentecost, when God sent His Holy Spirit on His disciple and made them courageous men, educated, wise, and preached the Holy Spirit and established the church. The Holy Spirit makes us all new creation every day of our life. For God, Holy Spirit, without it, we might eat and drink and be merry, but sadly, we will not be alive. We can only become alive by the power of the Holy Spirit that makes us sane today. The icon on the wall and in the ceiling are not enough to honor them. The icon on the wall are a reminder to become a living saint for us today. In this age, who is a saint? A saint is not a freak religious person who lives in a distant land. A saint is a sinner who repents. And all of us has the possibility to become saint. Every Sunday I look at your faces, I see saints. A saint are saved sinners. A saint is the one who acknowledges his or her sin and repent. And Christ used them to be a light in the world today. You are a saint in your career, whether in the hospital or assembly line or a grocery store. If you reflect God's love in you to others, you are a saint. Who is our role model for our children today? Sports figure? Hollywood actors? TV stars? Our world and our family and our youth, if they keep the above their idols, those people become their hero, the TV, the movie, the sports star. At the end, we will lose not only ourselves, but we lose our souls. Parents must remind their children that they are a saint. Church community are the anchor, like a ship. Without the anchor, the ship will be sailing aimlessly in life. But a church community are the anchors of good society, are the anchor of good family, are the anchor of good marriages. A saint does not only conquer the world, but a saint conquer himself or herself first. For what does it profit a man or a woman to have all education, all the wealth, all the leadership, and loses their soul? As Jesus said, a saint has to conquer himself and herself to be a better person, not only to his family, but as good citizen living in America and everywhere. A saint who loves unconditionally and forgive in a humble heart. The saint is your father and your mother, your grandfather and your grandmother, your dad who built this church, who left work, their stores, their job, and their family, and came to meetings. These are the saints to build you a church. A saint is the one who has the ability to pray when she or he is out and down, and also pray when he or she is up and around. Because we do not only remember God when we need him, we remember God in season and out of season, whether happy or sad. Finally, we become saints not by thinking about it or writing about it. We become saints when we live that life. In my eyes, my parents were my first saints because they were a good role model how to honor each other and honor their children. A saint is the one who has faith, that call to serve. As we read in the gospel, a saint has a great attitude. We read in the Gospel of chapter 5 in the Gospel of Matthew, where we learn that the gratitude is the heart of what Jesus taught on the Sermon on the Mountain, which summarizes the purpose of our existence. To be a human in spirit, always hungry for God's word. Practice mercy every day of our life and hold no grudges, so you can see God and become peacemaker despite the imperfect world in which we live. We have 75 graduates. That's the one we know. And maybe there are more we didn't know. What would I want you, Fadi and Amira and Kishik? What would I want you, Jimmy, to learn? I want you to remember the attitude of gratitude will always generate in your heart a river of gladness, so you can give back more and more that you received. An author by name M. Beattie once wrote, and I say that to Jamie and Caroline and Maxim and Amira. Gratitude unlocked the fullness of life. It turned what you have into enough and more. It turned denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, stranger into a friend. Gratitude make people sense of our past, bring peace for today, and create a vision for tomorrow. Our own prophet Khalil Gibran once wrote, he said, there are those who give with joy, and joy is the reward, and those who give with pain, and that pain is their baptism. All the graduates, I want you to keep in mind that education without compassion and generosity amount only to a degree that you put on the wall. Education without the ability to create, effect, change is a waste of time and energy. Education without acknowledging God as the source of our being is utterly deadly. Your future will be good if you're good to your church, because your church is your faithful mother, always await your coming back to it. I pray that God will give you a great future as we honor you today. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.